You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Romelu Lukaku to score and Everton to win was 9-5, now 2-1. And Jamie Vardy, who is back for this match, him to score and Leicester to win was 11-2, now 6-1. Tom, seriously impressive performance from Everton against Southampton. Comfortable 3-0 win in that match. And Ross Barkley has played better in the last couple of matches. That late Lukaku goal putting the icing on the cake for Everton. Whereas Middlesbrough versus Leicester on Monday lunchtime was possibly the worst match I've ever seen in the Premier League. I watched the match, I was covering it live on William Hill's in-play radio, and I aged so much. I needed a walking stick to get out of the studio at the end. It was just absolutely abysmal.
We did predict it, though, Dave. We did give the warning that this was a game that neither side were ever going to look like they're going to score in. So that's Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough at West Brom earlier this season. Middlesbrough at home to Leicester. Probably involved in two of the worst Premier League games in history. Because Middlesbrough don't attack, they're a poor side. Now, Leicester, you know, people will look at this tie and say, Leicester away from home, a bit like Burnley at home. You know, you're not going to be backing them because they don't get a result. But Everton, were they great against Southampton, or Southampton in such a bad run? Something's going on at Southampton, which I'm not too sure about. Were they really bad? Because, you know, Everton against Hull weren't great when they got that 2-0 draw, maybe could have won it. They did get that victory at Leicester, and I thought they were impressive there. You know, Leicester had a decent home run, you know, up until that game on Boxing Day. So it was a good result for Everton. So maybe that's in the memory for these two sides. But I think both these teams and both managers will think that this season they are cup sides. Everton aren't going to do anything in the league, or certainly anything of any note, unless they go on a serious run. Leicester, likewise, they're not going down, Leicester, let's be fair. But, you know, they've got the Champions League and they've got the cups to kind of focus on. So, you know, both these sides, I think, are in that bracket on their day. They can still beat anybody. I know there's not been a bit of, you know, a load of sort of results to back that up this season, but I think that's how they'll feel. So potentially this is a game where if you're looking at sort of changes to a team, both teams might go for it a little bit here, because I don't think the Everton fans are still won over by Koeman. Not yet anyway. They're certainly not on his back, but they're not completely happy with the way things have gone. And a little cut run and a good result against Leicester will just appease that a little bit. Likewise, Leicester, you know, there's even been booing from their fans at a few home games. So, you know, I think Leicester with Vardy back will cause Everton problems. I see this being a really good game, actually, with two sides who want to try and get a long way in the cup competition. So I'm going to play goals. I'm not sure about the result. I think Leicester at 3-1, they're a big price for a team that, you know, the way Everton play, I think they can cause some problems because the onus will be on Everton, and I think they might fall into Leicester's hands here because Everton will be expected to win. But I'm going to play goals. I'm not sure about the result here. Over 2.5 at 10-11, but over 3.5 goals at 9-4, I see this one being a good game.
Derek, it is a little bit different from the previous two All Premier League ties we have talked about on this podcast. As Tom said, these two sides will probably put out not full strength sides, but strong sides.
I'm pretty sure Everton will feel a strong side. I'm not so sure about Leicester, because Leicester couldn't get worked up for Premier League games, you know, before in the run up to Christmas because of the Champions League exertions. And, you know, they've got the Champions League coming around again next month. OK, it's a month away. But surely these are fixtures they can do without the FA Cup. Remember a few years ago when Rafa Benitez, 2005, remember that year Liverpool won a little competition that year? Well, they went out to Burnley in the third round of the FA Cup and Liverpool fans were doing their nut. At the end of that season, they were the Champions League winners. And people like Ranieri, managers like Ranieri, noticed those stuff like that. There's no way Liverpool would have won the Champions League that season had they still been in the FA Cup. Mm. I'm not saying Leicester are going to win the Champions League. No way. But, you know, he'll want a decent run in there. So I don't see Leicester playing a strong side here, especially if they're not safe from relegation. I know you said they're not going down, Tom, but if I was a Leicester fan, I'd still have niggling doubts. Everton at 17-20 is a little bit underpriced. I was expecting, to be honest, evens 11-10 here. So I'm going against the grain, but I do fancy them. And Everton, you look at their position in the league, they're not going to trouble the top six. You know, they're in seventh place, God knows how. They're in seventh place. And they're better. Take the top six away, and Everton are probably the best team in the league, despite being underperforming this season. And so they've got a chance. They've got a realistic chance of winning the FA Cup this season, because, the attentions of the clubs above them will surely be elsewhere. Well, most of the clubs above them anyway. I like Everton here. I think they're going to win this one. I'm just a little bit worried. I'm taking under the odds at 17-20.
They are 25-1 to win the FA Cup.
Good bet.
Everton.
That's a good bet.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.